96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:45, we're pleased to be joined by Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing all right. How about you?
You know, the air conditioner's still working, so I'm doing okay.
That is a positive thing. Seek that coolness, no doubt about that. Well, let's see. The heat has been with us for a while, Brian, and it looks like at least through this weekend, it's going to be of the excessive nature, and that's can cause some concerns for livestock out there and crops as well, I suspect, huh?
It causes some concerns, and a lot of it boils back to the fact that we can't get enough water to keep up with what we lose. And obviously, you guys have been talking about staying hydrated for people. It's the same thing for livestock. They need to stay hydrated. Same thing for crops. But unfortunately, the crops really don't have that opportunity to go out and get a drink someplace and pick up and walk to where there's water. So we've got to hope that there's still enough water in the soil for those plants to go ahead and take it up and hopefully get some recharge overnight.
Speaking of that, Brian, before we start talking about livestock conditions specifically, how important was, I guess, the back half of May when we had the heavy rain opportunities that we had and a couple of bouts of really heavy rain here across the county in getting those lagoons and those ponds recharged?
I think it was last week, this point in time, maybe even a day or two earlier, I was starting to notice some cracks in the backyard. So,
are you serious?
May was very welcome, but it is a good thing that we have started into the summer as it is with essentially full ponds, water resources anyway for the pasture livestock. If we would have had I didn't ever look and see what the precipitation was compared with what average is. I would imagine we were probably just a little bit over average, but not much. But we did have some good runoff events, and that went a long ways to refilling those water sources. And we also had some slow soaking events and recharged the soil profile. So hopefully at least there's enough water out there at this point that the plants that were able to get planted earlier are able to go ahead and have enough root structure in place to access that water, pull it off the soil particles, and make use of it for a plant.
Well, not only precipitation and the moisture was causing a delay in things, it was the cool weather once things did get planted too, right?
Right, that's exactly right. And I don't know what Travis will have for discussion today, but we had some folks in yesterday that were concerned about their trees and some browning on the edges of the leaves, especially some that were planted here just this spring. And unfortunately, more water isn't going to help at this point in time because the root structure isn't developed enough to the point to take up the water that's there and get it to the uppermost, outermost part of those plant structures. And so it just isn't getting enough water there, and unfortunately, they brown and they die at the edges of those leaves, or even the uppermost leaves. It's just, it can't keep up. And, as we look at a livestock situation, for the most part, cattle cool themselves through their breathing. That's not 100%, but that's the majority of how they get cool. And, of course, they obviously look for some shade. They look for some breeze. And, fortunately, there's a decent breeze out there this morning, or at least there was earlier, and I think it looks like that's what's forecast for today. And, like you just mentioned, lower humidity. A lot of times as we get into some of these situations where we get heat on top of heat on top of heat, very hot days and the string of them together, we also have some humidity that's built into that. And I pulled up the Weather Channel information here, and I'm looking at 3 o'clock this afternoon, 26% humidity. That helps deal with the heat because we don't have that added humidity, the heat index that rolls into things. And normally if cattle are able to get some cooling through the night and be able to pull those body temperatures back down a little bit, they get along okay. Their feed intake is going to be reduced a little bit, but for the most part, sort of like people, some animals are better situated to deal with warmer temperatures or prefer warmer temperatures. Some don't. And, you know, they're all just a little bit different. But the keys, you know, if they have access to some shade, that's okay. In the Flint Hills area, a lot of the grazing animals are out there on pastures, beautiful pastures, not much for shade. Normally those animals have had a little bit of time to acclimate to some warmer temperatures. This year we just sort of got thrown into it. And so we're going to hope for the best. One thing that I hope is that, you know, we experienced some very, very cold, severe cold temperatures at calving this year. I hope that we didn't create some lung issues on some of those small calves with that extreme cold that will surface here in the next few days. As it gets so hot, a lot of times as those cattle are trying to breathe in, breathe out, and through that respiration process, cool off, hopefully they're able to go ahead and do that and don't end up with other issues.
Well, and yeah, this is going to be something to look at here within the next couple of days because, you know, it comes to the heat, and we've mentioned this a couple of times this morning, it really is a cumulative effect not only on humans but on animals as well. Once this heat sets in for a long period of time, it just worsens as the day goes by, and so we're looking at what, maybe 5-6 days by Sunday before, and it's good we're looking at much cooler weather on Monday, but we'll have to maybe struggle to get through the next few days here, Brian.
That's exactly right, and obviously one of the big keys is trying to ensure that there is a good supply of fresh water. Cows are probably going to take someplace in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 gallons of water per head per day, you know, especially as we get
per head per day, really?
Per
wow.
head per day, yep, wow. yep. Well, it's a 1,200, 1,500 pound cow, and it takes a lot of water. Stocker calves that are out here are probably going to be someplace approaching 15 gallons a day. That's a lot of water. Now, part of that passes on through them, obviously, but, you know, they're going to need access to that much water, and it's one of those things we try to ensure that that's the situation, that they've got access to it. You know, as you drive along, sometimes you see some cattle that are standing in a pond, and oftentimes, you know, the water will be cooler, so that'll help cool them off a little bit, but oftentimes they're in that pond because of flies and getting away from some flies. Flies can't bite their legs and their lower body, where the tail doesn't work very well to keep them off that way. So they go in the water, and it helps that way. But unfortunately, that tends to make the water a little bit less favorable for drinking. So, you know, it's sort of a double-edged sword on that. But if they're able, the other thing they'll do, they'll bunch up, you know, as you end up with flies. Well, if you get a bunch of animals together, whether it's people or cattle, it's warmer in that bunch. So that sort of works contrary to trying to keep everybody cool, but they're bunched up because they're trying to, you know, help each other with flies.
Speaking of that, and this is a tangent here before we get back to the main discussion point, but we had a chance to talk with Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Dr. Justin Smith here on Tuesday talking about VSV. Big problem, the way it sounds like, or at least a concern for horses. What about for cattle specifically?
I hadn't heard any discussion about that so far this year, but obviously I missed the program on Tuesday, and I may have to go back and listen to that. But I know that last year, then it was very definitely a major concern on the cattle or on the horse side of things, and not aware as much on the cattle side. So we're going to hope that it doesn't resurface in a major way this year. But maybe he's seeing some things already that make him provide some large cause for concern.
Okay. Really quickly here, Brian, have we had livestock reports of heat stress at this point in time over the past week? Or really, given the temperatures that we've had, have we been able to skate by okay to this point in time?
From those that I've spoken with, it sounds like everything has sort of been skating by at this point in time. Nothing out of the normal situation for this time of year. And, of course, I heard you talk with Dr. Gordon this morning or heard a bit that was on, and he probably would have had more access or more calls if there were some heat-related issues as well. But, you know, We know that in this part of the country, it gets hot in the summertime. We anticipate that that's going to happen. You know, try and do what we can to provide and ensure that animals have access to water. And, you know, if you watch the animals out there, you're going to see where there's some breeze because that's where they're going to be. They're going to find those spots that there's a little bit of breeze. They're going to find some shade if there's any shade out there. They're going to find the water sources, and they're going to do what they can to keep themselves cool as well.
Before we let you go, off of this specific topic, are we looking for a full-fledged green-lighted beef fest this year, Brian?
Hey.
I missed the last meeting, but that is my understanding.
Okay.
All right.
That is my understanding, but
I didn't mean to throw that at you.
I qualify that by saying I was in another meeting and I missed that meeting last week. So, but that's what I understand. And the cattle have been out and grazing. They've been out there since the last week of April. And from talking with the guys out at the Highland Ranch, sounds like they're doing okay. Most of the cattle that you see out in the countryside so far this year are doing better now that we've got some sunshine. The grass has started to get a little bit better shape for everybody, and so the cattle are doing a little bit better, and now the heat sets in and will decrease their consumption a little bit. But, as far as from what I understand, it's going to be much more normal.
Good.
Than last year. I'm going to have to do a little bit of research on that and find out, you know, what the thoughts are as far as the Saturday night deal. But I would anticipate that many of the other activities, especially the ranch rodeo side of things, the other deals where we aren't quite as crowded in the Anderson building that way, I would anticipate that many of those will take place as they have in years past.
So who is the B-Fest president this year?
B-Fest president is Joan Olson yet.
Okay. All
right. Okay. We'll be reaching out. What are the dates going to be for the public big soiree of activities?
Is it August 20th? Is that week?
Yeah, that sounds like that's correct.
That'll be about
the calendar here. It should be the third weekend in August.
Yeah, like the 20th, 21st?
The fair ends on the 14th.
Okay.
So
yep.
It'll be the cattle will come off grass on the 19th, have some activities on Friday the 20th, and then whatever we end up doing on Saturday, the 21st.
Okay.
Yep. And I understand there's a golf tournament that's going to come back again. I got some information from Scott Jones about that, so that'll take place on Sunday morning.
All right. So. Well, I'm sorry for just throwing that at you out of the blue there, Brian.
Oh, sure. We appreciate that, Ron.
Brian.
Not a problem.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Brian Reese, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent. And Beef Fest guy, too. He knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Great information, too, about our livestock information. And don't forget, too, that we'll be talking more about the horticultural side of things here when it comes to the heat. Probably a lot of questions coming in on that front here today with In the Garden. That'll be at 11:06. Travis Carmichael with Lyon County Extension, really the lead expert again, and he'll be joining us at 11:06 here this morning.
Yeah, your questions welcome. So fire them his way, 342-5863-858. Good morning.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service.